Well, here we go. It's just another day that ends in Y. Once again, the president attempting to bypass Congress in an attempt to expand universal background checks.
That was in addition to me signing more executive actions to reduce gun violence than any of my predecessors at this point in the presidencies. Today, I'm announcing another executive order that will accelerate and intensify this work to save more lives more quickly.
What is that executive order, you ask, that Biden claims will save more lives? It's an executive order that will essentially get the U.S. as close to universal background checks as possible. Joe says he's doing this in an effort to curb active shooter situations.
The executive order ramps up our efforts to hold the gun industry accountable. It's the only outfit you can't sue these days.
I always find this to be such an interesting talking point from the left when talking about guns. Liability for gun manufacturers. This is actually kind of lost on me. I never really know what Democrats really mean when they say that, because to me, this is actually kind of a dangerous talking point. To me, this is like making Ford liable if I wreck my pickup truck into producer Josh. Or right now, there's actually a case going on where parents are suing Snapchat for their kids driving really fast, recording it on Snapchat, and then crashing the car and dying. It has been determined, by the way, that the parents can sue Snapchat. So in other words, then should the psychologist be liable for the psychopath that went on a shooting spree? Or better yet, are you going to say Paper Mate is liable if I kill someone with my assault pen? You see, personally, I think this is a slippery slope. I think this is a dangerous slope that I don't care to slide down. Biden's executive order here also urges 19 states and Washington, D.C. to really push for red flag laws or more extreme red flag laws by partnering with law enforcement agencies, healthcare providers, and educators. And then last but not least, this executive order also tells the FTC to study whether or not gun makers market towards children and whether or not they promote safe gun storage. And what I find even more interesting when it comes to this executive order, when it comes to just hearing those sound bites, I didn't see or hear anything about mental health. I likely won't be very popular for saying this, but it should 100% be harder for folks suffering from a mental illness to get their hands on a firearm. And we should 100% be digging into the reasons why people are pulling the trigger. Or here's perhaps another, what I would think, be a bipartisan solution. Let's take a look at the places that are doing it right when it comes to guns, compared to the places that are doing it wrong. We all know those places. I think a lot of times, you know, we tend to focus on mass shootings. I know our president likes to do that. When in all reality, the real problem is actually homicides, specifically in larger cities. D.C., Chicago, Baltimore, just to name a few. They have huge gun violence issues right now. Again, we all know that. And you know what? They all have a ton of stringent gun laws. And yet, their gun violence is through the roof. Now, on the flip side, let's take a closer look at Vermont as a state, as a whole. That state loves guns, by the way. Vermont is pro Second Amendment. You can't even get even more pro than Vermont when it comes to guns. And guess what? Virtually no gun violence in the state of Vermont. In fact, in 2019, 67 people died in Vermont by gun violence. In the whole state, 67 people. 85% of those, suicides. So I think we need to take a closer look at what different communities in different parts of the country and see what they're doing and compare to other states that you don't know what the heck is going on. And I don't know, I'm just being honest here, call me old school, whatever. But I don't really think there is a legitimate legislative fix to this problem unless we start truly understanding why people pull the trigger in the first place. Joe Biden said at one point, talking about this executive order, that it's common sense. You're right, Joe. It should be common sense to look into the why.
Podcasts by Federated Media.